This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, sweetheart. Hey, I didn't have to wear a jacket today. I just wore my woolly jumper. Did you notice that this morning it wasn't as chilly?
I know. I put on a lighter vest this morning when I walked
in.
There
you go.
And I noticed last night it was really hot in bed.
Yeah. Did you sleep on your own, darling?
I slept on my own.
Did you get much sleep?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I think it was because I've still got my thick winter doona on and it must have been too hot. And then I think the puppy dog, he sort of, I didn't shut the bedroom door properly and he jumped in and was nuzzled up next. It was like being in an oven.
Oh, how cute though. I tossed and turned all night, but not in a good way, darling.
Oh.
We'll talk about that. We'll unpack that later on.
We just had a visitor.
We did have a visitor. In fact, you said don't answer the door. I was panicking, going, who the hell turns up to the station at 6:10? You kept saying, don't answer the door. Thank God I did, because we had this incredible, gorgeous listener that we met. His name's Jeff.
He was lovely.
To pick up some prizes. And what a honey he was, hey?
Very attractive.
You know what? Apparently he's got a twin.
I know.
One each.
Oh.
How, is that, am I crossing lines here, boundaries?
Not at all.
No.
Well, you're being authentic.
Jeff, we loved meeting you this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Coming up, I want to talk to you about notifications.
Yes.
And how we manage those. Also,
I want to manage you.
Manage me. Some unusual effects of eating hot food.
Really?
That and more coming up.
Hey, you know what I've realised about myself? I'm such an attention seeker.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a real attention seeker. And I'll tell you what, I noticed it the other day, right? I was at a cafe. I always go onto this communal table. Part of it is because I write, but I also like being around other people because I kind of listen to what they're talking about and what have you. But I was getting really irritated because everybody's notifications on their phones were going ding, ding. And I was getting really excited because I thought it was me. And then I'd look at my phone and there was nothing.
And there was nothing. How did you feel when
you
looked at your phone?
I felt abandoned. I felt like I wasn't important. And I was watching everyone else writing back and I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm reacting to this.
I'm addicted to
the ding.
It's like that.
And half the time I'm really annoyed when I hear the ding because when I look at it, I go, oh, is that it?
I actually changed the sound of some of my notifications because I wanted to be able to distinguish whether it was my phone going off or not. Because I was the same. I would hear a similar ding somewhere and it might be someone next to me.
So what's your ding
and
now?
And I'm thinking, like I must check
a lawn mowing sound or something.
A lawn mower, chainsaw. I must check that. And then you look and there's nothing there. Oh, it mustn't have been me.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
It's interesting because some research has shown that phone notifications follow a model that's called random reinforcement, which is essentially reward at irregular intervals.
Wow.
And apparently, according in the world of psychology, it's far more difficult to break free than regular expected awards. So because you're getting them at different random times, you get more addicted to them.
Sounds
and maybe
like
that's what's happened
sounds
to
like
us.
Sounds like my current friendship that I'm eliminating from my life. Wow.
So there was some research being done and the researchers tried to recruit people and they found it really difficult because one of the requirements of the research was they'd have to disable all notifications on their phone for 1 week. And they couldn't find people who were willing to do it.
Wow.
But anyway, they did eventually, and they discovered that people were less distracted and more productive in their day
and obviously
without
more,
notifications.
And obviously more present.
Yeah, so I reckon we should go without our notifications. In fact, I'm going to turn them off right now.
You know what? I'm going to do it now. So should we do it a week from today and touch base with our listeners next week?
Yeah, let's do it. So let's, I'm going to do settings.
Yeah, take your time.
Notifications. Okay, it's off. Let's experiment. Let's see what it does.
Let's do it, darling. Let's be present together with our listeners.
Anastasia, do you like hot food?
I am obsessed with chili. Yes,
like
absolutely.
How hot?
I can't breathe.
Really?
Till I'm having convulsions, which I had one the other day, and I was actually so shocked by it because I was on my own in my apartment. I actually thought, I'm actually going to die tonight. Because I've always thought there's no chili that I can't handle, but this particular one, it actually killed me.
Really?
I was
that bad?
I was actually quite nervous and thought, I'm going to die tonight. But it did the job. Do you like chili?
I don't mind it. I don't like it. My ex, we went on our first date to a Thai restaurant, and it was a really nice Thai restaurant. And I loved Thai food, and I can handle heat quite well.
Yes.
So we ordered some stuff.
Well, you're working with me.
And he was quite nervous, and he was sitting opposite me, and he was sweating.
Oh, no, how embarrassing. Oh, God.
Going red hit in the face, feeling really uncomfortable, and just wanting to absolutely run.
Oh no!
Out of the poor guy, it was horrible.
Oh,
so,
that's so bad.
So I love it, but I'm particular about where I would eat it.
Of course,
I wouldn't want that.
I remember my first girlfriend, the biggest princess you can ever think of. Right? Imagine a Kardashian, right? And we're having a Vietnamese, and you know she likes her chili too, but somehow she got some chili on her finger, and then she always used to wear like really full on eye makeup, and she rubbed her eye. I actually, she was like screaming, like, oh my God, and like her eye makeup was running down. But because I thought it was actually quite funny, she was getting angry. And I was like, darling, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but all her eye makeup was just all over her face and stormed out. So never laugh at a princess when she gets chilli in her eye.
She had a bit of a panic. Well, a Berlin-based food blogger ate a plate of so-called death noodles with a 20 million Scoville rating, Scoville being the rating that they use to measure heat in chilies, at a restaurant in Jakarta. So it had the equivalent of 100 bird's eye chilies in this dish.
Oh, my God.
And he went deaf for 2 minutes. I think it would send me into a bit of a panic.
Actually, I reckon you would go deaf. I reckon the other night I went deaf and I closed my eyes and hoped for the best.
At least you're back now. Now, Anastasia, we need to talk about the plebiscite.
Yes, we do.
Because it's everywhere at the moment. And I think we should. Because
yeah,
it's 122 million bucks for a non-binding postal plebiscite that is really just a targeted mail-out vilifying our community. And I was thinking about it. You know when you admire someone, you like people who are true, people who are authentic, they live their values, they know their values, and they're confident with them, and they have vision. And these people are willing to take risks to lead. Doesn't matter what they're leading. Now, we know Malcolm Turnbull supports marriage equality, so that's a fact.
Yeah, of course.
And he doesn't want to break a promise to the Australian people that he would give them their say. And I want to know, where's Malcolm Turnbull's integrity with himself? So he believes one thing, but he's succumbing to the pressure from others. And I was thinking about an analogy, and I thought, can you imagine, picture us in the schoolyard, right? Mr. Turnbull's our teacher.
Yeah.
So he's the kids' leader. And all the kids look up to him. It's lunchtime. And he's on yard duty out there making sure everyone picks up their papers. And the kid's being bullied and deliberately targeted because they're different. And it might be verbal bullying or physical bullying. It doesn't matter what it is. It'll have the same effect. And I asked Mr. Turnbull, would he stand by and let that bullying happen to that kid in the schoolyard? Because that's what he's going to be doing on a mass scale across the country. And like many of us, I was bullied as a kid, and I know you were too. And those piss-weak teachers didn't stick up for me as a kid. In fact, they were so gutless that they sided with the bullies. And that caused me immense grief later on. And I had to work through all that stuff. And Mr. Turnbull, just for 1 second, imagine the potential damage you're going to do to people's life throughout the obscene no campaign that we are about to witness. And Mr. Turnbull, this is my prediction that this will be your demise.
Warren, have you ever been in a situation where you've bumped into somebody a few times and just out of awkwardness you've said, and most people do this, we should hang out sometime. Have you ever done that? Now, imagine they took you up on that right in that moment, because that happened to me the other day. I keep bumping into this chick, right? And it's like, hey, how you doing? Laugh, 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 laugh. Now, she seems a lot more keen than me to catch up and hang out.
So
right?
You don't want to hang out with her?
Well, I kind of do, but, you know, not really, right? It's not a priority. The other day, I actually, you know, we were talking and stuff, and I said, yeah, look, you know, we should hang out sometime. And she's like, what about now? What are you doing now? And do you know what? I actually had nothing to do. So I'm trying to backtrack thinking, what am I going to make up right now? And I think I actually used you as an excuse.
Oh, no.
It was so embarrassing. I actually think my face went a little bit red.
When they catch you off guard like that.
So don't, like, if anyone has ever been in that situation, please let us know. 0427-JOY949. Has it happened to you?
Yeah, when I think about it, there are some friends of mine who always say, hey, we should catch up sometime. And I know, as I say it, I think to myself, we're never going to.
Yeah.
We never do.
Yeah.
So why are you saying it? That's a really good comeback. I'm going to start saying it to them.
What are you going to start saying?
When they say, we should catch up, I'm going to go, how about now?
Yeah, because it shuts it down. And then suddenly all of us are awkward going, oh, okay.
And watch them panic.
Now what?
Come on, Anastasia, let's catch up.
Hilarious.
How about now? A couple of weeks ago, last week, I had to sever a friendship.
Yes.
A very dear friendship.
Yeah.
Someone I love very much.
Aww.
But some values of mine had been broken.
Right, and okay.
It doesn't matter what was done in particular,
yes. Yep.
But our values didn't line up.
Yep.
And after I did this, I was really sad.
Mm.
I've been very sad, very upset, very angry, and a range of emotions have been going through.
Probably a roller coaster of emotions.
Complete roller coaster of emotions about why I had to do this. And it doesn't matter exactly what the reason was. And then I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, hang on a second. Let's take one of those values, trust. Mm. And you give trust to someone thinking, okay, now prove to me that you will maintain that.
Yeah.
You know, you won't break my trust.
Yeah.
And then I thought, we're actually handing over our power to someone to look after it. And it's like giving a baby some crystal glassware and saying, here you go, hold this, but don't chip it.
Exactly.
Don't break it.
It's an expectation,
and these
right?
people may not be capable of doing that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them, or that they're just different people and they have different expectations.
Exactly. And different values.
And different values. And then I thought, well, there's no point blaming my friend for what happened. There's no point being angry for what happened.
Yes.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Because I had expectations that were unrealistic. And as I handed over my trust and said, here, you look after this.
Yeah.
And you prove to me that you can maintain my trust, as opposed to deciding for myself, is this person capable?
Exactly. And it's a bit like you said, handing over a crystal glass to a baby.
Absolutely.
A 3-month-old baby. They're going to break it, darling. And they're going to cry in it.
They're going to cry in it.
Probably have a poo in it too.
Exactly. So,
you know what I mean?
So the learning was,
you hearing me?
Don't hand over your power necessarily for someone else, because you're handing over your happiness.
Exactly.
You're handing over everything.
Yeah, get back in your power, drive your own life, don't hand it over, and it takes you out of that victim mentality,
exactly.
doesn't it?
Exactly. Absolutely. We're responsible for everything ourselves.
I love just stepping into your power this morning.
I am today.
A completely different version of that, but also very powerful, which I saw on Facebook, one of our friends. This is a message to Malcolm Turnbull, and it is about the plebiscite. It says, so here's the thing, queers, we have always existed, we will always exist. We do not need the validation of the state, the church, Andrew Bolt or Dave from the Ipswich, because new beautiful queers are minted every minute and always will be, no matter what happens. Take care of each other and find kindness and generosity for your queer siblings so we may survive. Disentangle your self-esteem from destructive, oppressive, heteronormative power structures, and thank the gay gods you have a chance to live a life outside their confines. We can and should still fight to change the system, but the system does not define us.
It's so true.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, that's from Will.
Again, it's being back in your power.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Will. That was really beautiful.
Anastasia, the other day, I went to the toilet.
Yes.
I didn't want to share that personal thing, but that's where I was, right? Now, I have a piano in my house that my ex
I just had a visual of you playing the piano in the toilet. Like, that's your seat and you're having a good old time going, la, la, la.
And while I was...
Oh, lovely. Oh, da-da. You can't even play, can you?
I'd like to... No, I used to. And I heard a key go ding,
ding
on it, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And I heard it, and I would swear it was the ding. And I started, oh, my goodness, there's someone
in
the house.
I'd be panicking too. Was there a couple of dings or just one ding?
There were two dings. Two dings. And I walked out. I finished. Washed my hands. I walked out. And I was looking around thinking that was definitely there. There's no one here. And my dog was curled up in his bed next to it, and he wasn't worried about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going crazy. I heard this ding, and it was a piano ding. And then it happened again.
Oh, my God.
And I was there. And you know what it was?
It was probably a friendly ghost.
Bloody
darling.
Facebook.
What? What
it
do you
was
mean?
On the computer in my office, and it sounds like a piano key being played. But
actually, they've got that new
They've got
now.
That new thing.
But it's new kind of...
I thought, oh, my goodness,
that's
this
hilarious.
Is it. I've either got a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
Someone's come
I
back
still
to
have
me.
A visual, though, of you sitting on a toilet bowl playing the piano.
Playing the piano. Anastasia.
Yes, darling.
Now, a friend of mine picked me up the other day to take me out for dinner.
Right.
And... he's very presentable.
Is he?
Good-looking guy.
Yeah, a bit like you.
Wears, thanks. Wears, I'm blushing now. Wears nice clothes, well-groomed.
As long as you don't gush, yeah.
Everything's perfect.
Yes.
And I hopped in his car.
Right.
And there were rugs and crap everywhere and dog hair all over the seat, and afterwards I got home and I looked like I had one of those big long mohair jumpers on.
Oh my God.
Which I didn't, but it just got me thinking how you see someone and their home life can be completely different.
Oh yeah, they can have a clean house. You get into the car, it's a tip.
Absolutely, yeah. and it's a complete.
Does your car? How's your car looking these days?
My car is it's not full of junk, but it needs a wash. I haven't washed.
You're a bit OCD, so I have been in your car a couple of times, and I was a little bit surprised that there was a little bit of dust in it.
It's
Whereas mine's a bit of a tip. I've got towels in the back, and I've got crap everywhere, and I get really embarrassed if someone says, "Can I have left?"
Just put your feet
on top.
Thinking,
please, no, don't judge me. And I'm always apologising profusely. Look, I'm really sorry. But I find that most people have filthy cars.
Yeah, I hate washing my car. Absolutely hate it. A model in the Emily Ratajkowski, she did a Google search on her name and she checked out a Reddit post that someone had written. And it said that Emily is great to work with, but then I drove her car. And the pic's got her car absolutely coated in rubbish.
Yeah.
Like coated, half-eaten hamburgers. Tampons, absolutely everything.
Oh, darling.
Yeah, so she got caught out. She said, I think it made me feel at home, she says.
And
she asked why she didn't
get
it cleaned.
Oh, that is disgusting.
See, last year, I went to, I was just walking past or driving past, and the Country Women's Association, they've got a place sort of over in Toorak or somewhere.
Right.
And they had a bake-off thing or an open day. And,
right.
And it was amazing. I walked in and there were all these stalls and, they're renowned for their scones and their cakes. And the queues to get a scone was just absolutely ginormous. Mm. It was so huge. But it smelt amazing.
Mm.
And their stuff was really good.
The scones smelled amazing.
Everything was great. I'd never been to one of these things before. But they've got a new perfume out.
What?
They're releasing a perfume to mark the 95th anniversary of the organisation in their Queensland.
Right.
Part of the organisation. And to celebrate it, their own perfume, it's going to be called 1922.
Right.
What do you reckon it would smell like?
Yeast? Butter?
Maybe cakes?
Ginger?
Maybe scones?
Bread.
Would you wear it?
I guess if it smelled like gingerbread, I'd wear it.
Yeah.
What would yours smell like?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'd smell like.
It really caught me off guard.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon a CWA perfume would smell like? Anastasia, for the first time in 23 years, we are going to have the chance to experience Angels in America as a play.
Yes.
In Melbourne.
It's from Tony Kushner's groundbreaking masterpiece.
Absolutely. So the producer, Cameron Lukey, joins us in the studio. Cameron, welcome to Joy.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, darling.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Cameron Lukey, I had the pleasure of working with about, I'd say, 8 years ago.
It's all a blur now.
I can't really remember.
I mean, all we did was laugh every day. It was hysterical.
The whole time. That's all we did. And I'm trying not to laugh right now because that's all we did. But, hey, when I was working with you, we're both doing a little part-time gig to pay the bills, of course.
Yep.
But you were actually working on playing Rock Hudson. Now, you talk about this, and then when I finally saw the product, I went, oh, my God, this guy's actually incredibly talented. He's just not all talk. He's doing the walk.
A lot of talk, and a bit of walk.
Yeah, totally. You started off as an opera singer. I knew I'd always try to get you to sing for me.
Yeah, I started off as an opera singer. And then it wasn't a good fit for me. And I wanted to kind of tell my own stories and be the boss, I guess.
Yeah, good.
Now you are the boss. Tell us about Angels in America. Is it an exact representation of the original?
So most people know Angels in America through the miniseries, which was amazing. I mean, Meryl Streep, Al Pacino, Emma Thompson, like the most incredible cast. And I saw it as a teenager and was obsessed. I just thought it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And I knew that one day I would be involved in a production. Never thought I would produce it. And I guess recently, with everything that's going on, Trump being elected, it feels like we've gone back in time to the Reagan era, which is where the play is set. And then, even in the last couple of last few days with everything that's going on with the postal plebiscite, I'm not a very political person, even though I'm drawn to, most of the shows I present are about queer politics in some way. But I guess, for me, being a part of this show now is a great way to deal with what's going on in the world, because the show was written out of anger and frustration with kind of conservatism taking over the world in the mid-80s during the AIDS epidemic, and we're seeing that again now, and it's a real fight against that. So, you know, I think for audiences, it will actually be quite therapeutic to be able to see some of their frustration expressed on stage.
So you think, if we go back to the AIDS crisis back then and that representation mm-hmm. of it, and the power that came out of the community then, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden we've sort of got a bit complacent since then. And do you think now this play will actually reignite that power and passion to deal with these complex issues?
Yeah, I definitely think we're coming out of that complacency. I think that the anger is rising. And so this play, I think, will just, you know, for audiences who are feeling that way, it will hopefully bolster them. It will make them feel like, well, actually, we've been there before, we came out of it, and we can do it again.
And this is probably why you're doing it, because, Cameron, I've known you for a little while, you're quite passionate about this stuff. You did work on Harvey Milk as well.
Yeah.
Which is very similar.
And it's odd, because I'm not a political person, but these characters, they had such a massive impact on queer rights and allowing us to live the lives we live now. And it just feels like paying respect to that is important. It's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. It's going to be fantastic.
So it's called Angels in America. It's on from the 1st to the 24th of September.
1st to the 24th of September. So it is I'm not biased in saying this. It is one of the best plays ever written. I mean, it is an incredible work, but it's epic. So it's broken into two parts. You can see part one and part two on the same day, back to back, or you can see them on two different nights. So it's on from the 1st to the 24th of September, and you can check it out. Check out our amazing cast and creative team at www.angelsinamerica.com.au, and that will also have the link for buying some tickets. And one more little thing. Any listeners who want to buy concession tickets, just use the code ANGELS, all caps, and you get cheaper tickets.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be wearing a dress at the premiere. Are you?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'll borrow one of yours. Thanks, Cameron.
Thank you so much, Cameron.
Pleasure.
Do you use your phone in bed?
Look, I don't use it in bed. Oh, look, I lie. Yes, I do.
You do?
And I hate that I do. And then I put it on my little window ledge and hope for the best.
No, I know. A couple of times I've messaged you.
Yes.
And you say, oh, you woke me?
Yeah, I do. I know every time.
So you leave it turned on?
You know why it is, Warren? Look, I know that you've said to me that I can turn off all notifications and the alarm will go off, but I'm not convinced. I'm just really paranoid. It's that Greek anxiety. You know what I mean?
Test it.
Yeah, that's
Testable
a good idea.
Alarm.
He's got time for that, doesn't he?
Because apparently the light, if I look at my phone mm-hmm. in the last, say, half an hour to an yes. hour before bed, I have terrible trouble falling asleep.
Mm. Is that why you didn't sleep last night?
Probably. the same with if I look at my computer screen or anything
yeah.
like that. And apparently that's that blue light.
Mm.
But there's a new study where participants were given special glasses that block this blue light
mm.
from devices like phones and televisions. And then they were asked to carry out their usual digital routine late at night. So that means going to bed, looking at your phone. Interestingly, they all of them, ended up falling asleep faster, they slept better, and they slept longer than normal.
Of course they did, because they're not being stimulated, right?
They're not being stimulated. So if you want your devices to not impact your sleep, you just got to get a pair of these blue light glasses. I don't know if they're available, but I'm going to search for them.
Yes, so am I. I want to sleep better, Warren.
The other day, you were over at my house.
Yes, I was.
And
I realised why we're so connected. Because I went into the fridge, I was getting really hungry, and I got in there.
Yeah, and can I just pause it?
Yes.
You went to the fridge.
Yeah, well, hello. I'm there all the time.
I'm pleased that you feel comfortable
exactly.
too.
You should have married me by now, darling. Anyway, I opened the door, and there's like three peanut butters on the side. I'm like, oh my God, one for bed, one for the toilet, and one for wherever else.
You know,
but
I have
you
a
keep
problem.
Them in the fridge, and I thought,
I
how amazing, because I thought I was the only person that had the addiction, and not only that, but I keep it in the fridge. Why do you keep it in the fridge?
I don't know. I think it's, I like it a bit thicker.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I think it goes, I hate it when it's really runny.
Same.
And because I consume, I reckon, a jar, I'm crazy with
yeah, I do a jar a day.
A jar a day.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, I keep it in there. The other thing I keep in the fridge.
I think we need
fridge,
to go to a 12-step program over this.
Maybe we do. The other thing I keep in the fridge is honey.
Oh, what?
Because I like it really thick.
Yeah, okay.
Rather than...
No,
than
that doesn't make sense to me. Well, it makes it too difficult to take it out of the tube, darling.
What about Vegemite? Do you keep in the fridge or the pantry?
In the pantry. The Hello? Pantry? Why would I want it so hard?
Yeah, me too. What about tomato sauce?
I don't have tomato sauce, but if I did, it would be in the pantry.
In the pantry?
Yeah.
See, I would keep it in the fridge.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. I just would.
Actually, you know what? I've changed my mind. I probably would too.
Okay. What about if you had them? Eggs.
Oh, definitely in the fridge.
In the fridge, yeah.
Yep.
Butter.
I have in the fridge, unfortunately, although it makes better sense to keep in your cupboard so you keep it nice and soft.
Yeah, I keep it in the cupboard over winter but the fridge over summer.
Right.
What about nuts?
Nuts. I love a bit of nut in my fridge as well. It keeps them more fresh, darling, and more crunchy down.
I'm the pantry. You and I, we have a really good relationship.
We
which
do.
I absolutely love yeah. and value.
I do too, darling.
And we were having a meeting the other day talking about the show, what
yes,
we need to talk about.
Of course.
And someone had a relationship breakup and you were telling me about it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that person...
Turns up
at the cafe, which was rather ironic. And I love your reaction. You go, act dumb, act dumb.
Yeah, I straight
act
away.
Act dumb. Oh what God. Do I mean, act dumb?
Oh God, how anxious did I get? Oh, my God, act dumb. Act really, really surprised if they tell you about the breakup. Just act dumb. And you're like, okay, I gotta. And it was so, so awkward. And he came over and he had a chat to us.
And he didn't mention the breakup,
He didn't mention it, but I was just reading the face going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, Warren's going to ruin it if the guy does mention it, because I thought your face would give away.
But I really struggled because I'm quite empathetic.
Yes.
And I was feeling for him, and
yeah,
he's probably thinking,
I noticed that, and I was getting really irritated with you. Like, you're supposed to be acting dumb, and you're getting teary while the guy's talking about other stuff, not his breakup.
Because I could detect the sadness.
Yeah, yeah.
In his
well, that's because you're an empath and you need to get over that, darling.
But it's interesting, isn't it?
You don't actually. I think it's a beautiful quality that you have.
When you do have good friendships and you tell them
don't
everything.
Don't say anything.
Surprise. Anastasia, a burglar in California has been caught red-handed.
That's good, isn't it?
It's really good, actually. But he got caught because he didn't flush the toilet.
Oh, no.
After
probably
using,
had a late night.
After using a
couple of drinks with the buddies. Look, I'm just going to go rob that here.
He took a bathroom break.
Shit, I need a shit. Oh, no, did I just say that? Beep.
He took a bathroom break, and because he didn't flush, he left DNA evidence in the toilet, which led to his arrest.
That is hysterical. So they would have had to pick it up from the toilet and go, now this is Mr. Warren. Give it a wrench.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.